The Central Coast sun is back. Is your style ready for it? Right now at Michael's Optical in Atascadero, protect your eyes and save big. Take 25% off select sunglasses and 30% off selected men's and women's frames. Whether you need a fresh look, polarized protection, or a new prescription, we've been serving our neighbors for 47 years with high-quality eyewear that fits your life. Please note that discounts do not apply to MSRP lines, so some premium or new collections may be excluded. Visit Michael's Optical and explore the wide selection of frames and find the perfect pair that suits your style and vision needs. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Look at us, look at us, look at us.
Michael's Optical.
Serving San Luis Obispo County for your weed abatement needs, your best bet is Ken Silva. From half acre to 25 acres, integrity, hard work, and quality service. Mowing accomplished with tractor and flail mower, which is cost effective and more efficient. Clean it and cut it with Ken Silva. Free estimates. Call or text Ken Silva, 805-459-6011.
The Downtown Paso Robles Main Street Association reminds you there's always something exciting to experience downtown. From world-class wine tasting lounges to live entertainment, artisan shops, restaurants, and fine arts to a variety of seasonal events. Whether you're a resident, local business, or a visitor, Downtown Paso Robles is where everything comes together.
Everything's waiting for you.
Go to PasoRoblesDowntown.org.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Wednesday, April 29th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Gang member sentenced to 42 years to life in state prison for murder and assault. Survey information for Paso Robles School District General Obligation Bond. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 80s. It's 43 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone on Ramada Drive in Calmetto Lane. Call or stop by. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. The County District Attorney's Office announced that a man has been sentenced to 42 years to life in prison for gang-related activities. 31-year-old Angel Ramos Ramirez was found guilty of the second-degree murder of 20-year-old Daniel Diaz. Mr. Diaz, a 20-year-old Oceana resident, was stabbed 10 times by Ramos Ramirez during the early morning hours of June 4, 2022, on a street in Oceano. Ramos Ramirez was also found guilty of assault with a deadly weapon in a separate case, using a knife to assault a 19-year-old victim. It was also found true that Ramos Ramirez was involved in a criminal street gang. District Attorney Dan Dow said, quote, "Violent gang predators like Ramos Ramirez, who prey on people of our community, belong behind bars for life. Today's maximum sentence of 42 years to life delivers the swift justice our community demands." Survey information for Paso Robles School District General Obligation Bond. I'll have that and other stories coming up. Cape here on News Time is 6:10.
Junior, you know why my TV is turned down so low? Last week, I went down to see Peter Lucier, hearing aid specialists of the Central Coast. He's a nice young feller who tested my hearing. He had me try on these nearly invisible hearing aids. See? They ain't got no buttons or nothing. By gum, I hear like I'm 29 years old. Call Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists. Dial 805-460-7385. Or use your smartphone and go to SlowCountyHearingAids.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. In last night's Paso Robles School Board meeting, staff presented recent results from a survey regarding a potential general obligation bond. The district received 407 completed surveys from registered voters in district boundaries. 53% of the respondents do not have children or grandchildren attending or have attended schools in Paso Robles. When surveyed about a $183 million bond measure, about 51% of respondents had a yes or lean yes vote. The district then compared this approval rating depending on what projects, costs, and dollar amounts were emphasized for the bond. The highest increase in yes votes were for projects that emphasized career readiness for students, and the least supported were renovations to War Memorial Stadium. Here is the overall result after being presented with information from staff.
So then after we've gone through all of those questions and they've gotten a lot of information, then we come back and we ask the question again. Remember that in the first one, remember it was a split sample. In the first one, it was 51%. After they heard the information, that went up to 56%.
The board approved staff to return to them with more information on a potential bond measure, with a filing deadline of June 16th to appear in the November election. Paso Robles High School's Color Guard will be holding their benefit showcase this Saturday, May 2nd at 2 p.m. at the PRHS Gil Asa Gym. The showcase will feature high-energy performances and student choreography, highlighting the talent and dedication of the school's Color Guard. The event offers the community a way to support the program and experience the creativity and athleticism of Color Guard. Admission is $7 for adults and $5 for students and children. On Saturday as well at 4 p.m. will be the high school's Future Bearcats Spring Festival. The festival invites future Bearcats into a fun evening of activities, carnival games, food, Bearcat Booster Barbecue, a silent auction, and a movie under the stars at 7 p.m. Come support the Bearcat Color Guard this Saturday, and all future Bearcat families are invited to the Spring Festival. The Atascadero Veterans Memorial Foundation has announced the date and time of its annual Memorial Day ceremony. The ceremony will begin at 11 a.m. on Monday, May 25th. There will be limited seating, so attendees are encouraged to bring their own chair. The event will begin with a flyover by the Estrella Warbirds planes, colors accompanied by the Pipes and Drum Corps through the Welcome Home Military Flag Line. The speaker this year will be Dick Mason, and a barbecue will be provided by the Kiwanis. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Marlins beat the Dodgers 2-1, the Cubs over the Padres 8-3, the Royals beat the Athletics 4-1, the White Sox over the Angels 5-2, the Phillies shut out the Giants 7-0, the Yankees beat the Rangers 3-2. Tonight, the Angels will face the White Sox, the Padres will go against the Cubs, the Dodgers will face the Marlins, the Giants will go against the Phillies, the Athletics will face the Royals, and the Yankees will go against the Rangers. In the NBA playoffs, Game 5 for the Lakers and Rockets is tonight. In California news, a man has admitted to following and impersonating Border Patrol agents to disrupt their operations in Southern California. Jaime Ernesto Alvarez Gonzalez has pled guilty to allegations where he modeled his black Ford F-150 to impersonate a federal vehicle, complete with a Border Patrol sticker on the windshield, non-working radio communications antenna on the roof, and handcuffs hung in the rearview mirror. A suspected Guatemalan drug kingpin was arrested in San Diego this week. 61-year-old Eugenio Dario Molina Lopez, also known as Don Dario, appeared in federal court after being taken into custody. He is the alleged leader of Los Huistas, a drug trafficking organization based in northwestern Guatemala, known for its cocaine distribution. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:14.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Landed Livestock Report. You're on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, for the first time in more than 5 years, U.S. beef can be shipped to the United Kingdom duty-free thanks to a new trade framework with the U.K. U.S. Meat Export Federation President and Chief Executive Officer Dan Hallstrom says that he sees an opportunity to add more volume and value for U.S. beef producers.
So this is really a landmark agreement to carve out 13,000 metric tons at zero duty quota for U.S. beef. You look at what our values were into the U.K. in 2024 and 5, we were $30 to $40 million. This could easily be $150 to $200 million once it gets implemented and going.
Now, when the United Kingdom departed from the European Union back in 2020, U.S. beef no longer had duty-free access into the UK. This increased costs for British importers and really the entire US beef supply chain, making the United Kingdom market more difficult to serve. Of course, the news also comes as the United Kingdom's King Charles and Queen Camilla make their state visit to the U.S. this week, marking America's 250th birthday and also highlighting the U.S. and UK's longstanding relationship.
The Northern Pulse Growers Association is proud to sponsor the Growing Pulse Crops podcast, your go-to resource for practical pulse production insights. Each episode features farmers, researchers, or industry experts sharing real-world tips to help you boost yields, manage pests and disease, and get the most from your pulse crops. Whether you grow peas, lentils, or chickpeas, you'll find information you can put to work on your farm right away. Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts or visit growingpulsecrops.com.
Horn flies can take a bite out of your cattle's performance. These pests feed on cattle up to 30 times a day, stressing animals and cutting into profits. Fight back. SmartLick Supplements low moisture blocks available with Altacid or Clarify help break the horn fly life cycle. Less fly pressure means cattle can spend more time grazing and growing. Take control of fly problems this season. Visit SmartLick.com. That's SmartLIC.com to find your dealer.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.
The Taylor Ranch has a new bison harvest in, and it's selling fast. I'm Susanna Luthi, host of KPRL's Free Talk California and Rancher. I want our community to thrive one plate of bison at a time. We've got new offerings like spicy bison sausage and a bison club that keeps you in meat all year long and gives special perks like a ranch bison safari. Bison transports you back 100 years when meat was what nature intended. Wild, wildly nutritious, and so very delicious. Order now at Taylor Ranch 1868.
Looking for a great indoor activity to get moving? Try Uncle Ed's Outfitters Indoor Archery for everyone 7 and over when accompanied by an adult. The new archery range is open 24 hours a day with unlimited access and coded entry for members. Uncle Ed's Outfitters would be happy to rent archery equipment or give you or the family a lesson from a USA Archery certified instructor. Book an hour or a day of indoor archery at Uncle Ed's Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Oak Shopping Center in Atascadero near Guesthouse Grill.
KPRL News continues at 6:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. Mandates such as California's Universal Meals Program already provide funding to improve access to nutritious meals served to public school students. Last year, state legislators passed a law requiring schools to phase out certain ultra-processed foods from school meals. Some school districts started the transition before the law was passed. Among them is Western Placer Unified, which started making changes in 2023 with the help of the nonprofit Eat Real. Matea Kelly, marketing director for Eat Real, said a transition away from processed foods can often encourage partnerships with local farmers. Sometimes the best pathway isn't just going through and trying to remove the ingredients, but it's just bringing in whole foods, Kelly said. Helping these districts to source from more local farmers can sometimes be one of the lightest pathways to be able to do that. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far. this Wednesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Sunny skies today with highs in the low 80s, west winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight with lows in the mid 40s, north-northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow with highs in the low 80s, north winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is mostly sunny on Friday, partly cloudy starting on Saturday, continuing through Wednesday next week. Low 80s Friday, low 70s on Saturday, mid 60s on Sunday and Monday, upper 60s on Tuesday, 74 a week from today. Currently it is 43 degrees and clear in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:20.
Touch of Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house, leaving well fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local. Down on Pine Street, the place to go, like grandma's cooking. Touch of Paso, come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
There are more signs the economy held up in March despite the Iran conflict and higher energy costs. Durable goods orders for expensive manufactured things rose 0.8% in March. It's a larger increase than expected. Housing starts, groundbreakings for new homes rose 10.8% in March, though building permits for new construction declined. Brinker International, parent of restaurant chain Chili's, continues to see strong demand from diners. Sales rose in the recent quarter. Health insurer Humana reported a lower profit. The Federal Reserve wraps up its meeting today, probably the last with Jerome Powell as chair. Earnings are coming out today from Amazon, Alphabet, Meta Platforms, and Microsoft, all reporting after the Wall Street close. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda, invested in you.
When I started skiing, I didn't think about setting any records. When I won my first race, I didn't think about how many more I might win. So when I made it to the top of the world, it never crossed my mind to stop. Being the best isn't the same as being your best. There are no shortcuts to the top, so find the people who help get you there. I'm Michaela Schifrin, and that's what Team Stifel means to me. If you're an advisor or an investor, choose Stifel, where success meets success.
Stifel Nicholas & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult a financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants.
Defensive handgun training under time pressure. My free course at guntrust.org, partially funded by proceeds of my federal case against Morro Bay and two police chiefs, is also an advanced estate planning seminar, including the latest on taxes, guns, homeschooling, values transmission, and for blended families, how not to disinherit your kids.
If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105 or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
She grew up here, learned here, built her life and her craft right here. Inside a jewelry store trusted since 1980, she spent years behind the scenes, designing, refining, perfecting. Her mentors became her teachers. Her workplace became her calling. Along the way, she earned 12 National Jewelry Design Awards. But the most important work, the pieces no one had yet seen. Now, 6 years into ownership, the jewelry cases are changing. One designer, one vision. Her name is Lindsay Jane, and this is the beginning of her story. The jewelry cases at K. John's Jewelers will unveil something never done before. After decades of showcasing beloved designers and friends, every piece you'll see will be an original design, created by owner and award-winning designer Lindsay Jane. Born and raised right here, with 12 National Design Awards, she's bringing her full body of work into the light. Hand-designed, crafted with intention, rooted in this town. This year marks a new chapter. K. John's Jewelers is becoming Lindsay Jane, a legacy redesigned.
All righty, before you finish your breakfast, start thinking about lunch, and that is the Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant in the beautiful River Oaks neighborhood. And some of the local favorites you'll enjoy: grilled prawn cob salad, cowboy Cuban with brisket and pulled pork, smashed burger with two patties, and of course, the very popular beer-battered fish and chips, and of course, the shrimp tacos. It's all for you waiting this afternoon, the Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant in River Oaks. Lots of parking, and all the food, by the way, is made fresh. All righty. Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech ready to go, and it is brought to you by Tatchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore, the perfect Central Valley staycation. I think we're ready. Oh, yeah. Get ready. Here we come. Oh, baby, baby. Coming up this afternoon, Eric's in for Karen, and he's got, somebody who's been on the airwaves before with us when she served as supervisor, Lynn Compton. And they're going to be talking about this committee funded by Don Ernst and others to help Jimmy Paulding. And as Chris reported last week, the DA's office got involved. So we'll hear from experience this afternoon, 12:30 till 2. So enjoy that. And also, it's just the opposite of the intro I just played. The Parkfield Bluegrass Festival is coming. Mother's Day weekend, the 7th through the 10th. And I just happen to have a couple of tickets. Just email me, Kevin at KPRL. And by the way, these tickets are good for any of the 4 days. And for more information, just go to parkfieldbluegrass.org. By the way, I will let you know through the email if you have won the tickets or not. All right, let's see here. I want a little leftover business from yesterday. Good morning, Kevin. Did I hear you say that anyone with assets over $1 million will pay the new tax? If so, will we have to pay? Will we have to pay? Our homes are worth. I don't know. No, this has to do with the billionaires tax, which I have a piece on that. We'll get to this morning. No, the part of that conversation had to do with down the road. And because the piece I'm playing and even the article I read yesterday that was sent to me on the people that are worth that much money, they're leaving the state and they're taking a lot more money with them. And they're also taking a lot more jobs with them as well. So you're safe from now. But the point of it was, as those people go, well, the state's going to have to come up with another monetary bracket of people to go after to help to continue as the state continues to have people, productive people, leave. So anyway, but thank you for the email. And I got another email here I'll get to in just a second too. Chris, on your survey, not your survey, you didn't, unless you took the survey, I don't know.
No, I did not. I was not part of the group selected, so it would seem.
Okay, so the numbers, you said it was like 400 people responded?
About 400 people responded. I think closer to 500. Let me double check, because I think it was like 470 something. Yeah, 407. Never mind.
Okay. So we'll just say 400 for the sake of it. And the numbers were 53% that were undecided, or I forget.
Let me go back to it, because there are a lot of graphs and charts here. So it was, so at the start of the survey, it was about 51% yes or leaning yes, and then about 38% no or leaning no.
Okay, and I would be interested to know of those 51% if they're property owners or not. That's always interests me, and I know what people, well, Kevin, the property owners are going to be, you know, with the rents. A lot of people don't know that, though. If you remember going back a few years, I think it may have been from the last bond or one of the bonds here, there was a person who happened to be in education, and she lived out on some property. She lived out on some property, and the people called in and said that she was not aware that we're going to have to raise her rent. Well, I'm not a property owner. Well, it's going to press. So that's why I asked that question. And then the other, but first, let's go to the phone line. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, man.
Okay.
There's one thing that I kept listening for in the report this morning, that 51%, 56% after they were told all the good stuff. The good stuff didn't include increased proficiency of students. So that isn't promised. Only goodies are promised. And that's a problem, because what's hurting here is the efficiency of the message.
Well,
teaching.
I'll tell you the other problem, Cody. And I've known it, but it really jumped to me on Sunday afternoon. Sunday afternoon. I went out to the where the radio tower is, checking to make sure, you know, because we have to get the weeds cleaned up and everything like that. And that nice development out there, which it is very, very nice. A lot of those homes there have been sold, and the ones that are being built, I saw for sales or sold signs on them already, even though they're not finished. So who's living in those communities? You have retirees primarily.
Correct.
And primarily, I'm guessing that many of those people are not from this area. And they have no history of what's gone on in this school district.
Correct.
So they're uninformed. And as Chris indicated, and I'm not saying this is all of them, but I think what Chris reported, that 53% of the people surveyed, they don't have kids or grandkids in the school district. Do you think that they're paying much attention to what's going on at the school district?
No.
Nope. That's dangerous. Because you probably got, and we know this because people are coming from different areas, let's just say, and bringing some of their ideas with them. It's for the children. They have, again, no history or no knowledge of the history of what's going on here. So
I agree with that. But the bottom line here is we still have the school district, an inefficient, underwater school district, gasping for money. For what? For good performance by the teachers? No. The kids are leaving high school with a graduation certificate, and they can't read and write to the standard that we've decided in California should be the proficiency. Why? And why isn't that a subject that was discussed instead of the goodies? All the things you're going to do for people now. Now you're going to do them now that you're underwater and inefficient. And this is where I'm drawing the line. I'm not voting for this one.
I know we've heard that, but one of the issues, and again, it just so happens that I have another clip I came across today on. It's just not a particular school district.
You're right about that.
It's the system.
Yes.
And what's been going on in the school system? Now, when you look at a state like Mississippi, that for years was somewhat of a brunt of a joke in many areas, including the education system. They managed to clean up their education system, and the kids are doing better because they took I would even say maybe an old-fashioned approach. You know, none of the nonsense, none of the woke stuff. You kids, you're going to learn. And and you know, again, it's a different culture in the South. You can almost scold the parents a little bit. Now, you can't do that here in California because you'll threaten lawsuits. And my Johnny didn't do anything wrong. My Johnny doesn't do anything wrong, et cetera, et cetera. You know how this stuff works.
You can
just talk to some teachers or coaches.
Yeah, or watch it happen.
It's pathetic. So that needs to be addressed, but I don't know, considering the California Teachers Association, if they will allow that to happen.
Well, somewhere along the line, the people have to speak out to prevent what they have in mind.
Again, I'm going to tie this in with the demographics.
Yes, I agree with what you said.
You know, do people 60, 65, 70 years old, at this point in their life, do they really give a damn?
Some do.
We can take some. I'm talking overall. They're done. They've been through it with their kids, their grandkids, maybe even great-grandkids and all this stuff. They're not paying attention to it.
No, they're done.
They'll hear about it and say, oh, this is terrible and so forth, but they're not going to get their feet, you know, put their foot in the fire. They're not going to, and again, most won't. And you can't blame them. It's like volunteers. You know, when people start volunteering and doing things for the community and giving back and so forth, there is, in most cases, again, there is a limit to how many years they're going to do that. And then, you know what? They're off to enjoy their life because they've given back and they're tired. They're worn out. That's human nature.
Yeah, I agree with that. And that's what they need to be educated about, what's happened in the past here. What's happened in the past here is pretty simple. No one wants to talk about it anymore, I guess. But what it amounts to is government reaching into your pocket. People, you realize that there are people who do not know what the obligation of a bond is. You're borrowing money for the school district at an interest rate, and you're paying it, the interest rate. That's what a bond is. You are making the school district a very expensive loan. That's what it amounts to. You, the taxpayer, are going to pay for this.
Well,
the whole bond.
Hopefully, these people are looking at their tax. Their taxes, and understand that more is on the way. And, you know, many of these people that are buying those nice homes out there and stuff, you know, they've probably done very well in life. And they probably did very well in life by purchasing things that they got their money's worth out of.
Correct.
And this isn't one of them.
That's exactly right. Well, you're being promised all these goodies. But you're not being promised student proficiency.
Well, you can build anybody a Taj Mahal. It doesn't mean you're going to get smarter.
Correct. We'll talk soon.
238-5775, 238-KPRL. Speaking of things, you know, and volunteers and people done that, and you people that volunteered. Some, you keep going, and good for you. But this is... I've had the very, very fortunate opportunity over the years to be one of the announcers at quite a few parades here in the North County. Colony Days, the car shows when we used to do them twice a year, the Christmas parade, some Pioneer Days and so forth. And these ladies, they used to be in quite a few of them. And after 70 years, the Atascadero Wranglerettes, they have come to an end. And that's a shame. It was always a joy. Well, seeing many of the people in the floats, but particularly these young ladies, it was an all-girls equestrian group for riders 18 to 17, and they were in trail rides and, again, the performances at the Mid-State Fair and many parades here, not only in the North County, but throughout the Central Coast. And, they're no longer. They're no longer, and that's a shame. And Shirley Moore, who's been... she's been in charge of it for 40 years. She says that it changed because of the COVID-19 pandemic that really shut them down, and they tried to get it going again, but it just doesn't seem to be a market for it anymore. And as the song from Ed Bruce says, another piece of America is gone. That's unfortunate. But thank you for all the years that you did participate. It was very, very elegant to watch. All right, let's see here. I got another one. Just catching up on a little bit of business, so to speak, here. This was an email that came in, and I don't know where it is anymore. I just keep losing these things. I don't know. Oh, here it is. Hello, Kevin. Listen to your early morning show. I have some questions. I voted for Trump 3 times, and I'm a lifelong Republican. Jimmy made a joke about Trump being old, but I can see how it sounds bad after the crazy guy last weekend. Did you know how Trump made the same jokes today and not having to have many years left? The reason for my email is that even though I support Trump, he says terrible things. He said he was happy that Robert Mueller was dead. He said the same about many. He said things like, okay, it goes on and on and on. Do you not hold the president of this great country to at least the same standards as you do some late-night TV liberals? Why do you never say anything about the bad things Trump says? Well, I have in the past. I have. And just because you don't hear it every day doesn't mean that I haven't said it. He says, I love you. I just wish you would not appear so well, one-sided. You want me to turn liberal? You got to be out of your mind. It's not going to happen. No, I've said I don't like some of the things Trump has said. I'm not saying I don't like his policies, but that's what we're dealing with here. All right. Well, there is a familiar sound.
Is that my phone?
Yeah. Hello. He'll be back. He'll be back. I don't know why some phones just do that. It's like Greg's phone out there in Creston. It's terrible. I don't know why. every time he calls in, it's like, oh, my goodness. All right. Well, okay, so do I have time? If that person calls back, we'll see. Okay, here on the text, this is again. Well, all right, go ahead and try it.
Okay. Well, you know, if we can send a rocket around the moon, you can't get a phone to actually work. But anyway, can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
All right, so here we go. Bringing up Shirley Moore, I know you're up the clock at the clock right here, but I've called in and said this story before, but actually it was, I didn't say who it was, but it was Shirley Moore's mom that I used to run down to the local store here in Atascadero, and she'd tell him, hey, he's going to pick up 2 cans of Bergie and some cigarettes, and so I'd walk in and hand him the money, and they'd give me the beer and the cigarettes, and I'd take them back to her mom. I think she gave me a quarter or something like that for doing that, but anyway, it just brought back memories.
So you would go in the store and get some cigs and beer?
Yeah, she just called down. There's the little market that right there where the police department is. It was well, that was Beano's, but it was a little Atascadero market there on the corner. That's a pinball or arcade right now. But
how old?
Yeah, so, and I live right.
How old were you?
I was probably 10, 11 years old, maybe.
Nobody said anything.
No, it was fine. They were cool about it. She knew I wasn't going to take it and drink it or anything. I wasn't going to smoke the cigarettes. So she trusted me, and they trusted me to give it back to her. So, and I got a quarter out of it. You know, back then you could get something for a nickel.
Yeah, if the old, well, I don't know if they had them here, you know, back then, the Five and Dime song stores, you can go in, buy a whole bunch of licorice.
I think I've told you about that. I bought a bunch of licorice, black licorice one time, and realized later on that it is a laxative.
Well, anyway. Well, but it's, you know, it's like a lot of things. It tastes good going in.
Oh, yeah, it was wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful. I mean, I had black teeth. My tongue was black. Anyway.
Yeah.
But you guys, I know you're up against it, so I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye. Let's see here, Kevin. The Wealth Tax Act would impose a 5% tax on all applicable individuals' entire net worth, yes, not just the
amount above $1 billion. 5% of $1 billion is $50 million. No wonder these billionaires are leaving. Well, again, I read a little bit from somebody from something somebody sent me yesterday regarding that. I also came across a couple of minutes of somebody commentarying, making a commentary. Commentary on it and what's happening right now regarding this. And, you know, we realize that when people propose bonds or whatever the proposition, whatever you want to call them, that the entire truth does not come out because they're not going to point out the negatives. And that's deliberate. Now, if they know that there's some negatives, but they're not telling the people, whether it's to sign the petition to get it on the ballot or the commercials that would be coming out, are they liars? Would you consider them liars if they're not telling the whole truth? Because there is more information that we'll get to today regarding two things, the education and how we're doing it, the teaching, and also this billionaire tax and the long-term ramifications. Well, I'm sorry, short and long-term ramifications. But in the meantime, we got to go.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage and Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. In last night's Paso Robles School Board meeting, staff presented recent results from a survey regarding a potential general obligation bond. The district received 407 completed surveys from registered voters in district boundaries. About 51% of respondents had a yes or lean yes vote. This number increased to about 56% after being presented with information about the bond, according to the survey. The county DA's office announced that a man has been sentenced to 42 years to life in prison for gang-related activities. 31-year-old Angel Ramos Ramirez was found guilty of murdering 29-year-old Daniel Diaz in Oceano on June 4, 2022. Ramos Ramirez was also found to be involved in a street gang. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 80s. It's 44 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman. King Charles III and Queen Camilla will be in New York City today. President Trump hosted a state dinner at the White House for them last night.
It's only natural that Americans begin this commemoration by paying tribute to the transcendent bond we share with the nation that Thomas Jefferson himself called our mother country.
King Charles also delivering a speech.
We are here to renew an indispensable alliance which has long been a cornerstone of prosperity and security for both British and American citizens.
War Secretary Pete Hegseth will be on Capitol Hill today testifying to the House Armed Services Committee discussing the Trump administration's military budget proposal to boost defense spending to $1.5 trillion. America's listening to Fox News.
April is in full bloom at Patchy Palace, and so are the winds, with pedals and payouts. Every Thursday in April, play slots and table games for your chance at cash. From 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., four winners every hour can win up to $5,000. And at 8 p.m., one winner will score $5,000 cash plus a barbecue grill. The cash blooms every Thursday, so don't miss your shot. It's pedals and payouts, only at Patchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
This April, refresh your skin and renew your glow at Spa Allegretto in Paso Robles. Book the ultimate skin refresh facial and enjoy a complimentary eye and lip mask treatment designed to hydrate, brighten, and leave you feeling radiant. Relax in the tranquil setting of Allegretto Vineyard Resort, where wellness meets luxury right here on the Central Coast. Appointments are limited, so reserve your April facial today. Call Spa Allegretto or visit allegrettovineyardresort.com to book.
10 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, KPRL. Time for sports, and it's brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
Baseball, the Phillies shut out the Giants 7-0 last night to begin the Don Mattingly managerial era in Philadelphia on a high note.
It feels great, obviously, for us to win, and not necessarily for me. It's not about, you know, how I'm going to do or whatever. It's really about our club.
Mattingly was elevated from bench coach to replace Rob Thompson earlier Tuesday after a 9-19 start. Jesus Luzardo and two relievers combined on a two-hit gem. Mets blasted the Nationals 8-0. Big flies from Bo Bichette and Juan Soto backed up the three-hit stylings of Clay Holmes and the HOA. Blue Jays whitewashed the Red Sox 3-0. Treya Savage pitched into the sixth in his season debut, a combo four-hitter. And the Rays blanked the Guardians 1-0 behind the four-hit pitching of Nick Martinez and the Martinis. That's their sixth straight win. Aaron Judge belted his 12th tater as the Yankees trimmed the Rangers and became the first AL team to hit 20 wins. White Sox whipped the Angels. Drew Romo hit the first two dingers of his career, one from each side of the plate. And the Royals got a three-run jack in the 10th from Bobby Witt Jr. to kick the A's. NBA playoffs in the West, the Spurs doused the Blazers 114-95 to win that first-round series 4-1. In the East, Joel Embiid had 33 points to keep the Sixers alive. They beat the Celtics 113-97. Boston still up 3-2. And the Knicks take a 3-2 lead over the Hawks with a 126-97 thrashing, 39 for Jalen Brunson. On the ice, the Bruins stave off elimination with an overtime win over the Sabres. Buffalo still leads 3-2. Wild whipped the Stars for a 3-2 edge in their series. They can clinch at home tomorrow night. And the Oilers down the Ducks to keep their hopes alive. Anaheim still up 3-2. They have a chance to advance at home tomorrow. And the NCAA is reportedly finalizing plans to expand the men's and women's basketball tournaments to 76 teams next season. That's Wednesday Sports.
Sports brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles. 8 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical in Atascadero. It's where they offer quality glasses and frames from infants to adults. Lots of sunshine today. High right around 80, then clear tonight. Overnight lows in the mid-40s. Low 80s on your Thursday, so enjoy that. More sunshine. And also getting out, heading out to, Friday, we should be in the low 80s. Then low 70s on Saturday, mid-60s Sunday and Monday. Upper 60s Tuesday. Next Wednesday, mid-70s. No rain in the forecast. Today's UV index will be 9, up and down, 6:14 a.m., 7:48 p.m. We are at 44 degrees. Weather was brought to you by the good folks at Michael's Optical. They've been proudly serving you since 1979.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
The world-famous pet alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. They are your most complete firearms trainer and supplier. All right, here we go as a check-in to see what animals may be out there, and maybe, on the highways and byways, and get them home safe and sound. That's our kind of our job or our responsibility. You don't want to make it seem like a job. You have a job. Never mind. All right, Chris, you ready?
Ready for this one. Hopefully it's not as weird as choking on pens. Choking to death on pens, I might add.
That's right. About 100 knuckleheads a year do that. So, we have pens all over the place, and I don't see anything on it that says, you know, have any caution. Do you?
No, I don't. You know, I'm also wondering what the demographic is for those deaths because, you know, kids put stuff in their mouth all the time.
I don't know. I think somebody should sue the pen companies because there's no warning label on it. All right, let's see here. Chris, do you know what heavy metal is?
Yeah, it's a music genre.
Do you like it?
I don't think it's up my alley.
Okay. I wouldn't know a heavy metal band. I just anyway, what country per capita do you think has the most heavy metal bands?
Germany. Am I in the right continent?
Yes.
Okay. I knew it had to be European.
Go the other way.
The other way?
Yeah. Go that way. Go that way.
Okay. So they're up north a little bit.
Most heavy metal bands per capita in the world.
Trying to put a map of Europe in my head, but I don't look at one too often. Sweden.
You almost got it.
Oh.
You almost got it. Finland.
Oh, come on. That was the other one I was thinking.
No, Finland. They don't give any reason why Finland would be the reason for that. So anyway, there you have it, folks. If you go to Finland and enjoy, you'll be able to have all the heavy metal that you want. All right, if you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230, or reception at kprl.com. The world-famous Pet Alert was brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. Simply go to atascaderogunshop.com. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Pass Robles in Templeton, and of course the One Diner Diner. You're qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. All right. Here we go is the question today. Television has brought murder back into the home where it belongs. What's the show? Television has brought murder back into the home where it belongs. What is the show, or was the show? 238-5775, 238-KPRL. I would guess if this was stated in today's world that this person would be just vilified on social media and just be done. Off with his head. Off with his head. All right. To the phone line we go. Hi, good morning.
Murder, She Wrote.
No, not Murder, She Wrote. Television has brought murder back into the home where it belongs. Television show, and it was said by, you can tell me if you, but that's not part of it. Hi, good morning.
Alfred Hitchcock Presents.
Yes, Alfred Hitchcock Presents. That was his quote. What do you think if somebody said that today?
Oh, I think you'd probably be a Democrat.
Okay, well, all right. Sounds like somebody was rooting for you, and you got it right. All right, well done, sir. May I have your name?
Yeah, it's Jeff Quaid.
Jeff Quaid?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
All right, Jeff, we have you down as a qualifier. Enjoy your day, sir.
Okay, you too. Thanks.
All right, bye. Alfred Hitchcock and that voice of his, because, you know, he used to introduce his sequences, the title sequence, and I used to be able to do it pretty well, Good Evening. Not that I'm not even trying it this time. He drew that character, caricature of him in the, you know, the silhouette in the background and so forth. Anyway, the show was on from 1955 to 1965, and it was renamed the Alfred Hitchcock Hour. And of course, before that, Alfred Hitchcock had directed some pretty darn good movies. A very interesting fellow. Very interesting fellow. And now, he did two intros on the show. One was for the American audience, and the other was for overseas. And a version intended for the American audience would often spoof a recent popular commercial or poke fun at all the sponsors leading into the commercials, which if that were to happen today, again, the sponsors would be crying and so forth. But it worked for the master, Mr. Hitchcock, on Alfred Hitchcock Presents.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Armada Drive. Pass Robles High School's Color Guard will be holding their benefit showcase this Saturday, May 2nd at 2 p.m. in the Gil Asa Gym. The showcase will feature high-energy performances and student choreography. Admission is $7 for adults and $5 for students and children. Come support Pass Robles High School's Color Guard. The Atascadero Veterans Memorial Foundation announced the date and time of its annual Memorial Day ceremony. It'll take place Monday, May 25th at 11 a.m., beginning with a flyover by the Astrea Warbird planes, colors accompanied by the Pipes and Drum Corps through the Welcome Home Military Flag Lane. The tales of these and other stories coming up. Sunny skies today with highs in the low 80s. It's 44 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
In the postscript of many of the episodes, Hitchcock would briefly detail, usually unconvincingly, how fate eventually brought the character to justice. He told TV Guide that it was a necessity gesture to morality. Two more to go. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by Paso Tile and Stowe.
Number one choice for news. This is KPRL Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.